Atlantic head coach Dalton Franken joining us here on our post-game show brought to you by Cass Health, Neighbors Caring for Neighbors. Well, Coach, congratulations. Down by 12 at one point. Talk about the comeback.
Man, I just told the guys, you know, I think I called a timeout. We were down 10 to 12, and I was just like, hey, stops are the only thing that are going to get us back into it. And I think they literally went out. We got three or four stops in a row, and Creston coach calls a timeout. I look up, we're down four, and I looked at the boys. I go, we're right back in it. Let's finish it. And was just an awesome game, man. Our guys didn't quit, stayed the course the whole time. I mean, down double digits in the fourth, didn't phase them. They didn't blink, and they battled together all night, and it's good to see their hard work pay off. I'm happy for them.
And you did that with some adversity, with some foul trouble. Hudson McLaren fouled out. Gavin McLaren fouled out. But you got some minutes. Brock Henderson made a really key free throw.
Oh, yeah. Brock came in and played huge for us tonight. He got some big boards down the stretch, obviously. Those are the biggest free throws of the season that he just hit for us there. And really happy for Brock. He played hard tonight. All the boys did. So I told him in the locker room, every single one of you contributed tonight, and that's what it takes. And I'm just happy as heck for him.
You got to mention Colton Rasmussen, school record 50 points.
Oh, man. He had it going tonight, didn't he? Seriously, though, like we're just in the hallway talking to the coaches, and it was like, man, that was an easy 50, too. I mean, it didn't really seem like he was forcing anything. Like, he was just – he was in his own, man. So, when you get a kid in his own, you maybe set a screen for him and just get out of the way. And he had that rolling tonight. And I really thought he did a good job getting himself back into attack mode. He was settling for a little bit on the perimeter. And he kind of flipped that switch and just decided no one was going to keep him out of the lane tonight. So, he had a great game.
Talk about defensively and in some of the adjustments. You make any adjustments that's the second half?
The Hoyt kid was killing us, getting downhill, getting in the paint. So we sagged off him a little bit just to kind of give ourselves one more step to kind of cut him off. And he's a good athlete, though. And defensively, we did a great job on Turner tonight. He killed us the first time we played them. And I was really happy with the way I think Rass started out on him. Nolan Waters switched on him. Nolan did a great job on him. So was really happy with our defensive effort. Obviously, I don't want to give up 73 points, but when you win, it's pretty easy to forget about that stuff.
What's this win now moving forward here, Coach?
It's huge. We got a big week ahead of us. We got St. Albert Friday on the road, and then we have a road game on Saturday as well. So our work's not done this week, but this is a step in the right direction. We wanted to go 3-0 this week, and we got the first box checked.
Coach, great comeback, great game. Congratulations.
Thanks, Tom. Appreciate it.
You bet. Dalton Franken, head coach of the Atlantic Trojans, joining us. Atlantic winning this one tonight, 75-73. They open.